Welcome back to the Reverse Autoimmune Disease Summit 3.0, or the Autoimmune Brain, everybody. I'm really excited to introduce you to a new friend of mine, Dr. Amber Krogstrud, who is a licensed naturopathic doctor at Metro MD Institute of Regenerative Medicine in Los Angeles, California. She's trained in regenerative medicine, detoxification protocols, hormone testing and treatment, bioidentical hormone therapy, peptide therapy, and IV nutrient therapy. And we're going to kind of focus in on that peptide therapy. Welcome to the summit, Dr. Amber.
Thank you, Dr. Keisha. So good to be here. I'm honored. And peptides are kind of a new, novel therapy. So maybe a lot of people haven't heard about them yet. So we'll get to talk about it.
Yeah. So let's talk about what a peptide is.
Yes. So the easiest analogy that I like to give to patients is that, so when we eat something like a protein, like a piece of chicken, what our body does, it will break that down into, from that protein into peptides, which is essentially like a chain of amino acids being the smallest subunit, or like a boxcar on a train. So the peptide is literally just a chain of a bunch of amino acids. Think of it like boxcars in a chain. And what peptides do is our entire body works through cellular signaling. And so peptides send a cellular signal. They work through signaling in the body. Just like the food that we eat, when you eat a piece of chicken, it does send a message to your body saying, hey, let's build, let's break down. What do we do with this? Food is information to our body. And so are peptides. So there's lots of different forms that we can administer peptides therapeutically. Many people think of, collagen peptides, like the supplement. Many people think of the peptides that are in skincare, like the GHKCU peptides. But we're really talking about, there's 7,000 peptides. Up until recently, 70 of them have been FDA approved, which is a very small subset of all of the peptides that exist. And there's peptides for all sorts of uses. We can inject them. We can apply them topically. We can compound them. We can put them into troches. We can do things to make them transdermally absorbed. So there's all sorts of formats where we can administer peptides. But essentially what they do is they send a message to the body to signal a pathway that we either want to happen or that we want to prevent from happening.
It is really interesting because you also do bioidentical hormones, and so do I. And I teach at the Academy for Integrative Medicine, and I teach health coaches to really understand some of these mechanisms so that they understand what's going on in the body. And, if you look at a steroid hormone pathway, mm-hmm. right? It's often called chicken wire when we're in medical training, of the molecular structures of hormones and all the paths that they can take. It's very, very fascinating because anything can actually divert, like the train track, right, to go to a different direction. Mm-hmm. And so, we start with cholesterol, and then that converts into pregnenolone, and then pregnenolone can actually go in a couple of different directions, including cortisol production if you're constantly stressed out, which then makes you not manufacture your own progesterone. And so when we think about peptides, and, I think about them in the same way, that, there are a number of different train tracks that actually can be pulled. And what we're trying to do is help create, like, go this way, come on, right? We're trying to coax your body into going in the way that we would like for toward homeostasis and balance and healing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great word. We're trying to direct and coax the body, almost like a director.
Yeah, because in autoimmune disease, the body's immune system, I always think, needs to be coaxed, not hammered into shape, right? I think about the immune system when in an autoimmune situation is kind of a dog with rabies, where, it's biting before asking questions, and it never asks questions. It just bites, right? And it can be deadly. And that we actually want a dog that is nice and cuddly and snuggles you until such time that it's required to defend you, right? And in this case, it's going to take direction from you. And it's actually going to ask questions first, and then it will attack if it needs to, right? So we have to retrain that immune system to ask questions, not bite first. So I think about peptides as one of those mechanisms that we can use to kind of do that retraining and that coaxing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a really redirecting the body through, we understand that our body works through communication. Mm-hmm. You know, the cells communicate to each other. So we have done so much research on understanding what are the receptors, what is happening inside the cell, what can we signal to, you know, protect the cells from oxidative damage. And that's where, you know, the whole world of peptide therapy is just, it's expanded in terms of what we know is possible, you know, in redirecting some of those pathways in autoimmunity, when we have the body attacking itself, when we get mm-hmm. into a state of where the dog does end up biting us instead of the foreign invader.
Right.
So yeah, it's a powerful therapy, and there's a few peptides that are very specific for that immune benefit.
So let's talk about that in a world of the, you know, the body is at war with itself. And I always say, you know, when you're at war with you, there's no winner. Mm-hmm. That's a no-win situation, right? And the name of the summit is specifically the autoimmune brain. And what we want to deal with is, you know, what's happening in our signaling that's telling our brain is telling the body what to do next, right? So what's the role of peptide therapy in taking a brain on fire and allowing it to come back into balance?
Yeah. So there's a few peptides. Let's just talk about the immune response and what kind of happens when we get an autoimmune situation happening. So we have this gland, it's called the thymus gland, and it produces peptides. It produces, you know, these thymusin peptides. So thymusin alpha, thymusin beta, or maybe ones that people who are listening have heard of, just the name of those. And when we're young, our thymus gland is functioning at a high level. So it's producing a lot of those. As we age, and by the time we're 30, our thymus gland involutes. So it becomes less effective at making those thymusin peptides that are they're naturally produced in the thymus, but they decrease with age. So this could be a reason why we see, you know, around that age of 30, the increased incidence of autoimmunity later on in life, where we get that immune dysregulation and self-attacking self. So some of the potential signs of deficiency, that we're deficient in these peptides like thymus and alpha, chronic infections, slow wound healing, joint pain and injury, we're not recovering in the same way. It could manifest in an autoimmune condition. You know, if we have any chronic infections like Lyme, we're not mounting the proper immune response to that. So thymus and alpha is one of those peptides that really helps with creating T cells. And we learned that in med school, that the T cells are really like the dog analogy that you mentioned. They help to attack those foreign invaders, but then they end up attacking our own tissue. So thymus and alpha is one of the injectable forms of peptides that can really help to redirect that immune response through the T cells. And it actually is an FDA approved drug in some countries. Here, you can get it through a compounding pharmacy, thymusin alpha. And then we can talk about the thymusin beta peptide too. That's another, you know, thymusin peptide that can be really supportive for tissue healing and, you know, regulation of those regenerative pathways in the body.
So when we're in a time of COVID and we're not seeing patients, right, the way that we used to be, are people able to give themselves injectables?
Yes. So I am still able to work with patients. It's an injection that they can do from home. It's actually fairly easy. So it's just a subcutaneous injection, which is even easier than giving a B12 shot. Mm-hmm. And it can be done, you know, just a little pinch of the fat tissue. It's a really small amount, 0.1 milliliters. It's so tiny. Most people, their first experience is what? They're just shocked at how painless it actually is to take these peptides. So yes, it's been.
And what can people expect when they go on peptide therapy for, let's say, different kinds of autoimmune diseases? Because of course, peptide therapy is not peptide therapy across the board. So there are going to be specific peptides that are helpful for specific regions of the body and things that are going on.
Yeah. So the thymus and alpha is very specific for those thymus peptides. We use it in autoimmune conditions. We use it in some of those chronic infections like Lyme, EBV, in allergies, chemical sensitivities, anytime somebody has an immune deficiency. So it's actually been used in cancer as well. So yeah, those are some of the main indications of that specific peptide. I have heard in some patients that it almost, sometimes they get worse before they get better if they have multiple autoimmune conditions and then they start on thymus and alpha and their immune mm-hmm. system is in such a depleted state and then we increase those peptides right away. Most people respond really pretty well. They end up feeling better. I've seen food allergies, food sensitivities resolve, skin issues, you know, individuals who are just reacting to everything in their environment from fragrances to soaps to food, every food. I've seen the thymus and alpha really just re-regulate their immune system and they end up not reacting to those after using a course of thymus and alpha.
How expensive is it to do an ongoing and how long is a protocol for them?
Yeah, so I like to do a 2 to 3 month protocol. And usually it's in the range of, it depends on the peptide. They're usually about 300 to 400 a month for the vial that comes with the insulin syringes. And it's something that's patient specific. So mm-hmm. it's prescribed for that patient. We can ship it to their house. Usually my first office visit will walk through that process of how to inject it, when to take it, really what are the indications, what would they expect, and then I send them home with it and they can do it from home, which is adds such a convenience element to the treatment. And it's mm-hmm. like 2 minutes a day for such a big therapeutic value.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I have been experiencing in the last couple of weeks, and many of, you know, our colleagues have been, I haven't specifically gotten this mailed to me yet, but a bunch of our colleagues have, is the FTC coming down and saying, if you have anything on your website about COVID, then they're actually threatening to shut down your practice.
Yes.
Which is very interesting, you know, talking about COVID from any natural standpoint is now the FTC is going after people. Mm-hmm. And so I also heard that the FDA is starting to do like the same thing around peptides. So yeah. What's happening out there right now?
Yeah. So what happened is there's a really big compounding pharmacy that was a main supplier of, you know, nationwide for a lot of clinics and a lot of practitioners, a lot of patients. And they occupied a space, their pharmacy, that used to be a veterinary compounding pharmacy, apparently. It's in Kentucky. And there were some reports to the FDA that they were producing veterinary peptides and then using them in humans. And so the FDA went in and investigated and everything was cleared because they, of course, weren't doing that.
They weren't doing that, yeah.
But because of the location and the, you know, it's right in Kentucky where they have all the horse racing. So, mm-hmm. So peptides got under scrutiny of the FDA after that point. And, you know, they are expanding. There are so many practitioners. I was trained by A4M in peptides and bioidentical hormones, but they're really, doctors are catching on, learning about them, patients are experiencing benefit. And so it became an opportunity for the FDA to come in and say, hey, we need to put some standardization and really regulate this more. And so while
that's never a bad thing.
Yes. And there is a lot of places that you can buy peptides online that are, you know, really unauthorized sources shipped in from China, not tested once they arrive in the United States. And my whole philosophy is, you know, I'm so adamant about what I put in my body as far as food and supplements. I want to make sure it's really high quality and do inject anything into my body that I don't know where it came from, which is, you know, be worrisome. So it really is important to work with a doctor and source them through a compounding pharmacy who tests everything, tests every batch, and really, you know, does their due diligence and making sure they're sending you a quality, it's a medication, right?
Right.
So yeah.
I'm in the process of getting trained right now, and it's because it was so compelling, you know, looking at it. Now, one of the things that I really, really, you know, emphasize is, you know, when we start talking about, there's a difference between your brain and your mind, right? And so the autoimmune brain is led from the autoimmune mind, you know, and so the mind being, I perceive myself as unsafe, or people in it untrustworthy, in the world untrustworthy, or, you know, that always kind of feeling like you're in a fight or flight response, sets up nervous system pathways. And it doesn't matter how many peptides you inject, that's not going to do that, right? And so really doing this in addition to the work that is healing your trauma, making sure your digestive system is getting healed, making sure, you know, that we're looking at toxic load and all of the things. Everyone always looks for a magic bullet. And I've kind of seen the autoimmune community go, peptides, something I can just inject and then I can eat whatever I want. And so I would love to have you address that.
Yeah, no, I use this in tandem with lots of other therapies. So many times I'll run a hormone panel, a gut panel, a stool panel, and then we can find things like candida overgrowth in the gut. And there's very specific, there's actually a peptide that's very specific for that, that improves the immune system's ability to kind of flag down and eradicate candida from the gut. It's a peptide called LL37. Unfortunately, it's one of the ones that's kind of on the chopping block by the FDA, but it is really amazing for gut infections. And so I use that in tandem with diet changes and, you know, adding in some really amazing antimicrobial herbs and doing, you know, a gut healing protocol if they have leaky gut. And it really fits into the whole picture. The way that I approach my practice and patients is kind of pillar one is looking at sleep, stress, lifestyle, hormone regulation, cortisol rhythm, melatonin, everything that's happening that we can kind of control with diet and lifestyle. You know, adding in things like sauna and red light therapy. I have a red light box sitting behind me here.
I just got out of the sauna a couple hours ago.
That's the best way to, yeah, start your day or end your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then peptides are really a next level therapy. So after we've addressed those pillars, then, you know, then we're looking at, okay, what can we add in that's really going to support that system? But going straight to peptides without looking at all those other pieces is kind of nebulous. We're missing so many things that we could really support the body to do better at its job without, you know, adding in a peptide. So, but they can be really amazing as a part of our protocol.
And I think that's such an important, you know, I really appreciate you talking about that, because the way that we're raised inside of our culture and our cultural story is that there's a magic bullet, right? There's one reason I'm sick and there's one way I can get better. And that is just a myth. It does not work that way. And, you know, I call it critical mass. There's a whole bunch of stuff that got loaded onto that scale before it finally tipped. And, you know, taking those off when, you know, as fast as we can, what can we do to bring you back into balance? You know, peptide therapy becomes one of those things that we can do to bring balance back. That it's never going to be just like taking turmeric is not, or stopping gluten. You know, like people will say, yeah, I stopped eating gluten for a couple of weeks. It didn't do any good. I say, well, that's because that's not the only thing, you know.
For one thing, is it?
Yeah, we have to look at it a lot deeper than that, right? And so we, you know, there's a very we live in such a busy culture that people are so busy that they really want to get it into it, get it done, and not have to think about their bodies again. And I think that's sort of like trying to be a parent to a toddler in that way. Your toddler is going to have oppositional defiant disorder. So your body gets oppositionally defiant when you categorize it as something that's just needs to have like a one and done, and then you don't have to pay attention to it anymore. This is actually the vehicle that carries you through your life. It needs to be talked to every day and listened to every day in a compassionate, collaborative way. And if you're cooperating with your body, then it actually will be a lot gentler with you in the lessons it's trying to teach.
Yes. The principle of autoimmunity is that there's a breakdown in communication. Yeah. And you think about how many other places where that shows up in the world, in relationships, when there's a breakdown in communication, that's when things go awry. And, you know, our current world, what's happening in the world, the self-attacking, the self, you know, maybe that's a manifestation that's showing up in our bodies now, that's really just an emotional climate that we also have in the world. So it's really, I think there's a huge, you know, psychosocial emotional picture, which is what I love about your approach to medicine and your patients and in your summits, is let's bring that piece to light. Absolutely. Let's look at the physiology 100%. Let's test your, you know, your gut and your hormones and your transmitters, and let's figure out what's going on. But if we only look at one, only your psychology and not your physiology, or only your physiology and not your psychology, we're missing half the picture.
Right. And that's actually what's gone awry in our medical model, is that we try to do that. We try to separate the mind from the body, from the spirit, and it doesn't work. And we are not that, right? We are a collaborative whole, and it is that breakdown. I mean, I've been saying for the last 3 years from stages that we are an autoimmune disease on the planet, and now the planet's actually rejecting us. Planet is like, you guys are going to timeout so I can get cleaned up, thank you.
I know, that's really what's happened, the pollution and everything that's changed.
It's working
right.
You look at the pollution maps around the world right now, and it's amazing, you know, us being in timeout for 3 months, what she's been able to accomplish for herself. It's like, wow. Yeah. That's remarkable.
I'm in LA, and it actually, it's been clearer than I ever remember it being.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you would like to leave with our audience regarding the autoimmune brain and reversing autoimmune disease, Dr. Amber?
Yeah, I think it's really, a lot of listeners to this summit are probably individuals who are so curious about learning about their own health, you know, what are strategies. They're like the constant, perpetual self-learner, especially about health.
I call them summit junkies.
Yeah. Appropriate term. And, you know, that's a wonderful piece. The application is really a powerful step. And, you know, when thinking about peptides and applying that to health, or even just seeking out a functional medicine practitioner who can run some of those labs, make really appropriate specific recommendations. My principle with patients is, let's test, not guess. Let's figure out really what's going on. And
I say that too. Test, don't guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can just kind of pinpoint what our treatment plan is. And so peptides is one option, one piece of the puzzle, you know, one thing that maybe a lot of listeners haven't heard about, but definitely finding someone who's trained, just like finding somebody who's trained in hormones or gut health, can be really valuable in getting the appropriate protocol and dosing and everything that's required for using peptides. So yeah, and they can reach out to me. I have some information. I have a Facebook group about peptides called Peptide RX. With a bunch of PDFs of information. They can read more. Also on Instagram, they can find me at Dr. Amber, D-O-C-T-O-R, Amber, N-D, or Peptide RX on Instagram. And there's a lot more on a lot of the things that I covered today.
So you have a free gift for our audience too, yes?
I do, yes. It's called the Pro Peptide Diet. So this is looking at a way to help the body to repair and restore through the diet, aside from using anything injectable, anything compounded. What are things that you could do from home to really support your body, healthy cellular turnover, thinking about athletes, adding in healthy collagen for skin repair. So it's a free PDF. They can go find it on the Summit page.
Yeah, we'll have it here. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Amber. I so appreciate your knowledge and your time and you sharing it with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So I think Sam wants to say hello to everybody here. You can see the little tail wagging in the background. I was laughing. All right. Until next time, everybody, be well.